When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, hello dear friends, good afternoon, such a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. So here I want to do a project to do scratch art. School get start. Every time when I do students, when I teach some class, as much as possible, I will do exactly the same thing to get a test. So here is the working process. I have a couple of sheets of this paper already mounted. So this way, later on, when I put color, there is a very sharp edge. Even better than it, if I make it wet, it will not become too wobbly and difficult to work with. This way is easy. You can see it here. So on the background, one of it, I will do just some random color. Do not have a particular. Order or something. Just let's see how it goes. Some looks better. Some looks not so good. So. And I want to make sure that is completely. I have too much strength on it. It is completely covered. Something dirty here, it's okay. And this paint, boogers, you can continue to use. Do not worry. Now we put some green color. How about that? And there is not a particular reason. So sometimes you just want to be a little bit no plan. And also just by scratching it, you can feel some colors are more softer, some are darker. So I make sure it is completely covered. Some blue. Ooh, look at this beautiful blue. So does not have to have a particular thought about it. Just give it a try. Every color here and there. We have a neighborhood concert, I think. They call it a driveway concert. I should go there to see it. Okay, so we just leave it like this, I think. I think this should be. And another one, I will make it a little bit more planned. Something like, and then I will cover it up. Something like a rainbow heart. So I make the color greeting, red, pink, Okay, let's go this way. We have a yellow heart. And then a layer of orange color. Baber, 你听到吗？这个是 driveway concert。Gosh, pretty serious. That is so good. Okay, and then we will see. So I prepare myself by getting the color ready, and I make sure there is no white space, completely filled in. And we see how it goes. And this oil pastel is so smooth. I think I will give students this oil pastel. I will try another oil pastel at the same time also. So that, you are not hearing me, I'm sorry.Orange, red, okay, because it will be covered up, so do not worry if this will be a lot of work, right? Not in a rush. Another one is pink, and the pink is very, very beautiful. Pink. See, this is, it's always break up. That's the problem. And because it's soft. And soft pastel are very, very soft. That is what it is supposed to be. Because this is a soft pastel. Oh, I'm sorry. My mouse is not... I make sure that every single part is filled with color. Yeah. And I want to make the transition a little bit better. You know, all we have done, later on we will cover it up, so do not worry too much. Okay, some of you may have seen that I have a word, 旧. It means this is an old paper. The backside is, I got this paper from recycle bin. And one side is still good, so I do not throw it away.The next one, I want to make it something like a geometric shape. Let's see. What do you think? Which grade should do this project? I'm thinking first or second grade, you know, because it's really fun The younger kids has a lot of freedom in their mind, which really admirable. They have a lot of, they have no fear. But maybe first grade could be too, the pastel is too soft, might be a little bit problem. May not be. Anyway, I will just give it a try to start with. Before I try it, I cannot say anything just yet. It takes time. Then let it take time. I think I have a purple. This must be purple. Yeah, kind of bluish, purplish. Okay, that's all the color we need. Last one, we put some blue. Oh, look at this beautiful blue. You are not even seeing it. Okay. Now, for the next one, I will change to this oil pastel and take a look at this one. This is a new one. I think I have an old one. Yes, I do have old ones. Okay, that's a little bit messy. My hand. This is Sanford, and it's different from this one. I should try exactly the same. I should use Pentel, because if I give students Pentel, then okay, see you later. So for this one, I will try Pentel, see how it works. I need a knife or something. Okay, got it. Try it. This is quite good, actually. And my student had, this is very good. It's not so oily and very, very good. So that should work. So you get some booger off the paint and incorporate those boogers in. That's a big job, not in a rush. Do one part for 5 minutes, do another part for another 5 minutes, not in a rush. Sometimes we are in a rush, then we cannot do it right. That's a lot of job. Not in a rush, just do it one at a time, one layer at a time. Put everything on the side. See, their concert is pretty good. I need to go to see them. I think the very important thing is that your hand has a rhythm, not in a rush. Do it one at a time and not suddenly too strong. Now I can feel I am getting the rhythm of my own hand, which is very meditating and very fun and very relaxing. But if you force yourself too much and trying too hard, then it lost its fun and you lost the rhythm. That is not good. You can see here, I can feel a texture there. You know the reason? It's because the backside is old painting, so maybe there is a lot of strange color and texture. Just do it. You do not know what it is, and do not force yourself too much. Just go ahead with whatever is happening. There's no right. And by doing this, you get to have the feeling of the paints, which is quite interesting. Some are That will be quite a fun project with the students. Let's say you take half an hour, 1 hour, finish this coloring. Take some time to finish the coloring, and when you are done with the coloring, put in the cover layer of color. Now I need to go to see the concert. Okay. That's it. Now I need to cover it up. Yellow. This one, you can always clean up a little bit of your color. Uh-oh, it's broken. It happens all the time. Kind of sad. Sad. Orange. Red. Green, dark green. Uh-oh, broke again. Oh, what is going on in this world? Okay, I need to go. Yeah. Okay, I just came back from the hair dryer. I went to the restroom and use hair dryer to heat it up. Heat gun or hair dryer. In the art classroom, I have a heat gun, which is a hair dryer. It's just a little bit very hot, even hotter than the usual hair dryer, and relatively quiet. You just use, at home, I use a hair dryer to blow it. It's very hot. It melts the wax on it, the oil, the wax, so it fixes the color. The color gets into the paper, which is not so dirty. Also, every time when I finish student artwork, I make sure that they are blowed when the work is finished. If not, do not blow it. Now I go to the concert. See you later, alligator. Okay, now I cover it with black color, and as I heard, it's black and detergent. Let's see. Dish soap. Hard to imagine it.
Why?
我也不知道, 我听说,
why did you put that in there?
我把那个 color 做 scratch。 Oh, yeah, yeah. So I will cover it with this. 他们已经知道了, 已经做了. And I do. All right. I do not. Okey-doke. I do not know the amount. I do not know the reason. But let's just think that is sufficient. Maybe this way it's easy to scratch it out. Cover it up. So now you can see the beauty of having it. Having a piece of tape there, because because the paper will be flat, and okay. That should be sufficient to cover it. Now we do the next piece. Make sure it is not blown away. Maybe I will need more color and more soap. Maybe because this way is more running, more fluid. Do not know the reason, frankly. Just do it. Okay, the last piece. Leave it overnight. Make sure it is not blown away. Okay, now we are done with it. Tomorrow we will open it up and see what is going on. See you later, alligator. Clean it up. Dry it so that you will wash it less. So that you will waste less water. And kind of easy for the brush to wash because it's all detergent. Makes sense. Okay. Hello, dear friends. So this is the next morning. And I put one layer of it. If you like, you can put a few more layers. And I have seen some other teachers use a couple of layers, two or three layers. I will think about how many layers I will do. It's not only about make it thick, make it dark, but also about the process. Imagine students put one layer of it and wait until it dry and then put another layer of this black ink. It will be so fun. Even for myself, it's fun. I didn't wait that I am at home, so it's already quite messy, so I will do just like this. This is one layer. This is one of the thicker layer. You can see some of this is not so thick. Anyway, let's try. I have this kind of brush, and I bought it particularly because of the sharp edge. Sometimes when the brush hair is getting, sometimes getting dried, and I use this to get the brush cleaned up and get each, yeah. And sometimes I just use it as, So let's see what we can do. We can try here. There's no color on it, so it's just on the paper, so it does not work at all. But here we have a one layer. This surface, we have one, have something dirty here. I have one layer of the oil pastel. And what do we do? We just do some circle. See, it's so easy. It is very easy. And this one is relatively dull. And make a piece, large piece of paper, so students can... No, don't use the brush side. And this one is relatively dull, and this one is relatively sharp. Oh, that's a little bit too much. So it's not so easy. That's too thin. This is the right. That's quite interesting. But imagine students do this. Maybe I will give them each use this relatively dull one. This is another flower petal. Or just do not care about it. Some better. Why is this not coming up? It will be more fun if it is a learning process, right? Maybe I will put two layers. Then, at the end of the day, clean it up lightly. That is kind of interesting. Okay, here we have another circle, but larger one. Oh, that's a good thing. I give them the brush, and if they like, they can clean it up. But just to make sure the classroom is still usable after this dirty. It is such an experiment. Oh. Why do I do that? It's for the experiment. Okay, I will make sure students to get at least two or three pieces to start with. Not every project can turn out right. So, I think they will eventually get so. Next time, I will get a piece of larger one. Some thinner, some, I think. There is a discrimination of the oil pastel I use. Something feel much more comfortable. So I think this is the all messy background. Oh, so this we will make a different flower. Some is not so oily. Some is more oily. Just the stroke make it interesting. So, oh la la, what a dirty project. Okay, I think I will use. Why is this blue not so smooth? I have no idea what I draw at the beginning. I think in drawing, a lot of idea just come out. When you do it, you cannot think about an idea at the beginning. It takes practice and you get into the flow. In writing, in art, in any creative job, in gaming, you get into the flow, you are in the right zone. Before that, you are just not feeling right. Okay, I think that is it. Now I will take, it's quite dirty, and use a large brush. Actually, it is better to use the hand. Okay, now we will open it up. I think this is a finished piece. Ooh. And not in a rush, just slowly do it and excuse excuse me for the airplane sound. And I will... Oh my goodness, my hand. Oh, my poor hand. Another thing I learn, I make the tape a little bit over the edge so that it will not get my hand too dirty. Do you want to be an art teacher after seeing this? You doubt, right? Yeah, it's okay to doubt. You can do a flower petal. You can do a leaf petal. You can do geometric shape. You can do animals, mountains, anything you like. Let us see it. I think it's quite interesting, an experiment. A little bit about it. The first, I will make a look at it. It's kind of interesting, don't you think so? Because everything you made, they sell those kind of scratch paper and sell a metal tool and sell prefabricated background color. But I feel this is better. This is a piece of... old student work. And lesson learned, use better paper, thicker paper, so that it will not be wobbly. And make tape a little bit longer over the edge so that you will not get your finger dirty. And prepare a Zacto or something or this to help with your fingernail to get the color in. Can make it a little bit even more interesting, but prepare something like a plastic knife, a plastic fork, a plastic spoon can work, and this kind of brush can work. Okay, thank you very, very much. I love you, I really do. Do, 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 do. Bye-bye, friends. Okay, hello, dear friends. I am on Patreon, and there are different levels of supporting, and from time to time, I post some special for Patreon patrons to do as my appreciation for your support. Thank you very, very much.